You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat. Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy. Where the elite meet to eat. Aren't you the manager speaking? Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Bill Baker. Bill Baker from the Take It or Leave It, you know, the guy with them fountain pens. Huh? No, not one of the ink spots. No, this is the guy that runs it. You know the program. They ask you who wrote Wuthering Heights, you know? So you say David Copperfield. And they give you $64 for that.
Yeah.
Who pays the $64? Baker does. Yeah. You see, it's a bribe, so the people will stand there while he tells them crummy jokes. No, he don't only tell jokes. He plays the accordion, too. Yeah, that usually gets him more laughs than the jokes. Well, anyways, I'm going to try to win that $64 tonight, Duffy. Huh? Why can't I? Because I'm a what? Well, Duffy, it takes a jerk to recognize a jerk. Pleased to meet you, too. I'll call you back. You see, Eddie, I win the $64 from Phil Baker. I buy $250 war bonds, and the other $28 I play around with pen money.
Not only does this man count chickens before they hatch, he counts them before he can count. What makes you so sure you're going to win that $64?
Well, listen, I heard that program. It'd take an awful dope to miss them questions.
I think you could make it.
Of course, I'm a little rusty on some of me facts, you know. After all, it wasn't yesterday when I went to college.
Wasn't the day before yesterday, neither.
Do you mean that I never went to college?
That's what I mean.
How about high school?
Uh-uh.
Junior high?
Uh-uh.
The education is disappearing before me very eyes.
Now, Mr. Archie, not having an education is nothing to be ashamed of. Why let it bother you? You've got a lot of other things to be ashamed of.
But education ain't one of them. Ask me any question.
Okay. How many states are there in the United States?
How many states? Quite a few.
How many states?
They used to be colonies, you know.
How many states?
All right, wise guy. How many are there?
48.
Right. But mind you, that is only since Alaska seceded into the Union.
Hi, Ed. Your skies need an extra mind in this discussion.
Why, no, not at all. Finnegan, come on in. Eddie and me just agreed that the United States has 48 states. Can you name them, Finnegan?
Not quite all of them, Arch.
How many can you name?
Three.
Which ones?
New York, New Haven, and Hartford.
Finnegan, there's others beside them.
Huh?
You know, not many right around here, but you go out west and the country is full of states.
Do tell. Hmm. So, Arch, you must have a mental brain to know them things.
No more mental than yours. You see, basically, Finnegan, you got the same number of gray matters as I have.
Oh, that's very nice to you, Arch, but you'll be surprised to learn that many people get the impression that I'm a dope.
Hello, Arch.
Look who's here, crack. Oh, the forger.
I'm no longer a forger, Arch. I am now a salesman.
A salesman, huh?
Yep, Arch, I have went straight.
Well, that's fine, crackpot. I'm glad to hear it. What are you selling?
Oil stocks. Here's me card. CPO Tool, field representative of the Take a Chance Oil Company.
Take a Chance Oil Company. Sounds like a good, reliable firm.
Arch, as an old pal, I wouldn't let you in on this thing if it wasn't reliable.
You mean there's a chance for a little guy like me to get in on it, to become a big oil maggot?
Right.
Gee, thanks. Tell me, Crackpot, where is this soil well of ours? Could you confide me?
Arch, this'll surprise you. Where would you say was the largest and richest deposit of oil in the whole world?
Well, I figure down west.
Nope, you're wrong. The largest and richest deposit of oil in the whole world is at the bottom of the Great Salt Lake.
Well, at the bottom of the lake? Now, wait a minute, Crackpot. How are you going to drill through the water?
How are you going to drill? That's the big secret, Arch. We wait until wintertime when the lake freezes over.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, the idea originated with our president and founder, Mr. H.G. McGonagall.
McGonagall, hmm?
Yeah, you remember him, Arch. Slippery McGonagall. He was me roomie in Sing Sing.
Oh, the con man?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's the president of the company.
Yeah.
Is that so? I'm glad the guy got a break. Well, tell me, Crackpot, how much of this stock can I get?
Well, how much dough do you want to put in?
Well, I don't know. Maybe $32 or $64. I'll leave you no later.
Well, can you let me have a deposit now, say about $5?
$5.
Matter, right?
Well, you see, now that there is actual cash involved...
Well, what's bothering you?
McGonagall. Not that I got anything against Sing Sing, mind you, but I wish that you had met McGonagall someplace else.
Arch, I don't think that's very kind of you. After all, I am a crook, too.
Crackpot, I don't like to hurt your feelings, but after all, you know, McGonagall, you, Sing Sing, makes a person think that maybe, who knows, there ain't even any oil in the bottom of the Great Salt Lake.
You don't have to take our word for it, Art. I have here a geologist's report.
Did you, by any chance, have a room with this geologist?
Arch, I swear he was a perfect stranger. The biggest geologist in New York. Let me read you what he says. We have investigated the claims of the Take a Chance Oil Company, and our findings are as follows. The existence of petroleum in the bottom of the Great Salt Lake is a fallacious supposition which is scientifically inconceivable.
Well, I'm sorry, Crackpot. I owe you an apology.
Well, what about the $5 deposit?
Well, Crackpot, I've been trying to think where to get it, but wait a minute. There's one place I ain't tried. Of course, I can get it from Duffy. Thank you very much, Duffy.
Hey, Arch, won't Duffy get sore?
Nah, he'll be glad he lent it to me. Besides, I won't tell him.
Supposing he finds out?
Ah, how could he ever find out? Hello, Duffy. You had a premonition, huh? Well, look, nobody has been near the cash register except me. That was your premonition, huh? Duffy, do you know that that is tantamount to calling me a crook? Now listen, Duffy, if you think that I'm a crook, why don't you come right out? Look, can't you wait until I'm finished? Ah, shut up. That dirty Duffy accusing me of taking his money. Here's the $5, Crackpot. And as soon as I win the $64 from Phil Baker, I'll give you the rest.
Okay, Arch. I'll be back for the balance later.
Oh, boy. Oil. Oil. Golden liquid petroleum.
Yep. Oil, oil, and you is over the barrel. Miss Arch, you must be crazy thinking you can find oil in the bottom of the lake.
And why pray?
Praying is the only way you'll get that petroleum.
Look, let's not talk about it now, Eddie. Here comes Phil Baker. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Archie. Sorry I'm late. I had trouble finding the place.
You did? Well, you didn't have no trouble the last time.
I know, but this time I've got a cold in my nose.
Insults, insults. Everybody comes in here, talks about the smell, about the crummy people.
Archie, I didn't say anything about the people.
Well, take a look at them crumbs.
I see
you ain't blind. And you forget the good things about the joint. You know, this place is consistent. You take them fancy places like the Stork Club and the Copra Cabroma. One day the food is good and the next day it's bad. Here you know what to expect. That's why Duffy's will always be famous. The last word in food.
Yep, famous last words.
Right. Another thing, you can trust Duffy's menu. You know, you go to them high-class places. You order a hamburger. What did he do? They call it the tutti shore fromage.
Fromage, Archie, that's cheese.
See, and you ordered a hamburger.
Mr. Beckett.
Yes?
The 1492 and 1812.
What's that?
Two answers. You think of the question.
Why is it people like that always look like that?
I don't know, Phil. I guess it's just for appearances' sake. Look, Phil, how's about starting with the take it or leave it quiz, huh?
No, Archie, not on my night off. I thought we'd relax tonight and have some fun. That's why I brought my accordion.
Your accordion. I was afraid of that. Look, Phil, please, don't play it. Don't put it on, Phil. Phil, you're going to hurt your shoulders with that thing. The people here don't like music.
They'll enjoy this, Archie. In addition to playing the accordion, I'll also tell jokes.
Baker, two wrongs don't make a right.
Look, Archie, no accordion, no quiz.
No quiz, no oil well.
Any particular song you'd like to hear?
Well, there is a song that I wrote.
You mean you want me to play that horrible Let Us Face It?
Make it. The song you are referring to happens to be that horrible Leave Us Face It.
Okay, but after this, I'll have the only accordion in the world with ulcers. All right, here we go. Let Us Face It.
Hey, Arch, how does he keep that accordion from pinching his stomach?
Who says that he does? Them sounds can all come out of the accordion.
You know, I can see the composer of this song turning over in his grave.
Turning over in his grave? Baker, I am the composer.
Well, I can dream, can't I?
See, Eddie, the guy is physically handicapped. He's only got 5 fingers on each hand.
I'm physically handicapped, too. I can hear every note.
Baker, please, do you have to squeeze so hard?
Pardon me, Arch, I was just thinking of your throat. Brother, this is the poor man's Mersey dose. Archie.
Enough said, the better. other hand, what did you think of my song?
Well, strictly tutti shore fromage.
Oh, turning the other cheek, huh? Well, leave us get on with the quiz. Mr. Baker, pray down the podium.
And now our first contestant of the evening is Archie. Okay, Archie, what is your category?
Would you mind to repeat that?
I said, what is your category?
Oh, I'm the manager here.
That's right, for $1.
For a second, I thought I didn't know what a category was. Well, Phil, so far, I'm not as dumb as you thought I was going to be.
I still have confidence in you, and...
Thank
you. Now, for $4, what invention was known as Fulton's Folly?
The fish market.
No. Fulton's Folly.
The radiator?
You're getting warm. Now turn on the steam, Archie.
Steam.
Archie, steam.
Well, why are you complaining to me? Why don't you complain to the landlord?
I'm giving you a hint, Archie. Fulton. Steam.
Let's see. Steam. Clams. Steam baths. Shovels. Boats.
Right.
Which one?
Fulton invented the steamboat.
He did. He did. Of course he did. Definitely. More credit.
Amazing how his ears stay apart. Okay, Archie, do you want to go for $8?
Okay, $8.
Right, for $8. Who's buried in Grant's tomb? No help, please.
Who's buried in Grant's tomb? Baker, that's insulting. I don't want the money that way. Who's buried in Grant's tomb? That's an insult. Give me a real question.
Okay, you asked for it. Name the tributary branches of the Mississippi River.
General Grant, I accept the insult. Now, what is the next question?
All right, for $16. What was the name of the beautiful princess who was befriended by the seven dwarfs?
Seven dwarfs. Little dwarfs or big dwarfs?
Oh, just normal dwarfs.
Normal dwarfs. A princess and seven dwarfs.
No, oh, what? No, oh, what?
I got it.
All right, Archie. I'll give you $16 for recognizing the tomb. Now, you've got $16. Do you want to go for 32?
Oh, Baker, if you was me, would you quit?
If I was you, I wouldn't have the brains to quit. Now, for $32, what race of people sold Manhattan Island to the Dutch for $24?
Manhattan Island, what race? Quiet! Quiet, will you? How can a guy concentrate when you all act like a bunch of Indians?
Indians is correct, sir. You win $32. Now,
this is amazing.
Would you like to go for the $64 question?
Well, it's up to you. You think I should?
Why not?
Well, I'm hot tonight. You'll be sorry.
Okay, Archie, for $64, where is the largest and richest oil deposit in the United States?
Oh, boy. Right up the alley. Baker, the largest and richest oil deposit in the United States is at the bottom of the Great Salt Lake.
Archie, there's as much oil in the Great Salt Lake as there's brains in your head.
I've been swindled.
Sorry, Archie.
Oh, that dirty crackpot of tools. Once a forger, always a crook. Crackpot. Crackpot.
Okay.
Come in.
Okay, Archie. I'm sorry. I confess. I tried to clip you, and I'm ashamed. I should have never got into this bracket.
Yep. Crackpot, you was a much honest guy when you was a fortune.
You're right. And I think I'll go back to fortune. And Archie, I'm going to see that you get back not only your $5 deposit, but also the $64 you are lost on account of my crookedness.
Going to give me $64? Oh, gee, that's nice of you, Crackpot.
Where to do it, Archie. Mr. Baker, could I borrow your fountain pen?
Crackpot! The checkbook's taken away!